Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered. Hello and welcome, sweet souls, sacred souls. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much for bringing your amazing energy to this community. We are going to have a fun, fascinating show today. So thank you for doing your part, being here, showing up, and bringing your incredible energy. The Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, things that maybe were known at one point but now are forgotten. So we ask that the ancient ones, the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service, are here with us today, supporting us today, opening our hearts, opening our minds to whatever information is coming through. And let me introduce our next guest to you. Dr. Allison Kay is an award-winning energy healer, number one international best-selling author, the founder of the Vibrational Upgrade System. Her more than 20 years of experience includes yoga, meditation, qigong, energy medicine, mind-body fitness, longevity, and holistic health, with a specialized focus on the chakra system. She is considered one of the leading experts on using the chakra system as the roadmap for thriving in mind, body, and spirit. Dr. Allison is known for facilitating outrageously rewarding energy medicine sessions for clients worldwide, which has earned her the nickname Lightning Bolt due to the voltage behind her vibrations that she then uses on behalf of her clients. She has a particularly unique ability to have people feel safe almost instantly, and with this trust, the process of opening up to one's highest potential can begin. So with that, let's begin the show. Welcome, Dr. Allison. Welcome to the Wisdom of the Ancients.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for having me, and I'm really excited to see what contribution I can be to all the listeners out there, both now and listening to the replay.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, just by being here, you are already a contribution. So we thank you for that. Beautiful. Today, Dr. Allison is going to be talking about the golden keys to applying alchemy and magic through the vibrational upgrade system. So just by talking about the topic alchemy and magic, I know that we're already bringing that in. Alchemy and magic are knocking on the door. It's already part of our field right now. And Dr. Allison is going to take live questions. So star 2 to raise your hand, star 2 to raise your hand. If you'd like to ask her a live question on the phone, she does intuitive readings as well. So she'll be tuning into your higher self if you want to ask her a question. And also towards the end of the call, we're going to be doing Dr. Allison is going to take us through a beautiful process of vibrational upgrade, clearing, and activation. And it won't be just at the end of the call. It's actually going to be all the way throughout. That energy is going to be shared with all of us. And then you'll be cradled in the magnificent field of unconditional love and support that is pouring into all of us now from the universe. Well, Dr. Allison, this is the first time that you're on Wisdom of the Ancients. So, you know, what I wanted to do is just have you in your own words talk a little bit about your background, not too much, but just a little bit about your background so the community has a better sense of who you are. I know that many people have come today from your community, and also some of my community have seen you on other shows. But if you could just share with us a little bit about your background and what you do.
Okay, so I will. I always tend to kind of skirt by this part just because I want to get right to the meat of helping people. We're in such an immense time right now. And I actually, I'm going to do this a little bit differently than I normally do, Anne. I'm just following the energy here. First off, I got to tell you, when I lived in Asia for the decade I did studying subtle energy, I was in Taiwan for the school year. I was a teacher at an international school and a department chair. And then I would also run wellness and energy medicine sessions alongside the classroom teaching to expats. And my best friends were South Africans. I know this is going to sound weird, but every single South African I met in Taiwan, I think there was a particular type of expat attracted to Taiwan. Like when I went to Hong Kong, there's a different community of expats there too. Every single expat from South Africa, whether it was Joburg, Cape Town, or Durban, I instantly was attracted to. So as we were going live, the last thing you told me was that this is a South African accent. It helped me understand why I was intrigued by your energy and immediately pulled in. And I remember too, one time
when I was visiting my best friend from Taiwan, once we both had returned to our home countries in South Africa, I was standing with a group of her and her friends, and I remember, I exhale because it's a part of being American. I remember talking, and after about like a minute and a half of talking, I could feel like a little bit of an uncomfortable energy. And so I recognized that the South African accent was so melodic and soft, and the American one is so nasal and strong and assertive. And so I started like talking differently in order to honor more the context of the people I was in. And I remember too, one of my favorite things I learned when I was there was one of the girls I was walking with was in her 30s, said her grandmother taught them to eat the dirt because the dirt is so rich there. And I literally felt like I was walking on amethyst and rose quartz the whole time I was on the earth in South Africa. It's an incredibly rich in all these different meanings of that word country. And I have a fair amount of South Africans actually within the vibrational upgrade community. So I've been a global traveler. I've lived from the positioning of what else is possible my whole life. Very briefly remember, and some of you forgive me who have heard this already, but perhaps you'll hear it with a new consciousness now, is we're under the auspices of a new moon. And it's coming in the night at 11:11 New York time, so 8:11 California time. So we're going to actually be having the beauty and the support of, it's actually a black moon, which is really uncommon because that's the second new moon of a month. Apparently, blue moons, the second full moon, apparently are more common, but a second new moon in the same month, it's huge, especially when we've been in a month that's had each lunation besides today, because if you're on the east of the Atlantic, then it becomes tomorrow because of the time zones, right? So here us in the United, in the Americas, we get to have a second new moon in July in the same month where each lunation prior to this one have had an eclipse with it. It's been an intense month, and it's such a blessing that we're connecting for my interview, this show together, under the new moon's energies, because we're really going to be seeding the new. And so I've always lived from that perspective. My dad just came over for dinner Saturday night, and he was reporting back to me how he had been at one of the local health food stores shopping, and he was saying to me, Allison, again, I was reminded of how you said years ago that you're always about 10 years ahead of the masses. And I was looking at the things offered in the store, and I was just reminded of suggestions that you made like at least a decade ago, and now it's hit, you know, threshold or critical mass. He didn't use those words, but the word he used was meant to be that meaning.
Yeah.
So I grew up like walking around the woods after school with my older brother, tuning into the dragonflies, the butterflies, the creek right by our house, and the trees and nature and the universe, and staying in that connection. I've done, and I've always been in the seat of that connection, receiving guidance. And it's something I've learned to cultivate further in order to support people the way I do with the work I do. However, it didn't require like some massive crisis for me to learn to do this healing work. Like when I first came back to America, it was funny. A lot of PR people were asking me when I first came back after the decade in Asia in 2010, and I started this business full time instead of doing it alongside my classroom teaching career. They were asking me to have a story, you know, tell us what struggle or crisis you went through on your path in order to become who you are today. It's a typical pitch and framing in the PR world and in the marketing world. And I have steadfastly refused to give that because I don't come from suffering. And this is already the vibrational upgrade and the transmission starting. Like I don't buy into the struggle or the crisis paradigm. I have proactively been sniffing out what else is possible. And I remember one Saturday when I was looking at my checkbook back in the days when everything wasn't yet online, after I was in my second year of classroom teaching, and I had a master's, so I should have been getting a decent salary. And the only thing I really was asking for was to cover organic food and a massage a week and a basic car and basic accommodations. And I was struggling even doing that and paying back the little bit of a student loan I got because I'd worked all the way through my master's. And it wasn't okay with me. I was like, we're not meant to struggle. I'm not meant to live in this contracted way. And I asked, you know, basically, no, okay, what else? And so I was guided to the international school system. And so I took I had offers around the world, and I went to the Far East from our perspective over here in North America. in order to go to the seat of what I consider the seat of understanding energy, so I could get more robust results for my clients quicker. And I have learned how to do that, and I have not stopped asking how to do that. And right now, in the times we're in, especially with the double eclipses so clearly saying we're ending the old, and on May 26th, I don't know, did you perceive this, Anne? At the end of May, there was like this massive change that you could like smell in the air, like things felt different at the end of May.
May, I was preparing to leave the country for a while. I know that personally I was undergoing some changes, but I'm not sure about on a more global level or community wise.
Yeah, I think even the fact that you were planning on leaving the country was a change, and that seems like your system was aligned with what was happening. Apparently, it seems like the 3D, third dimensional living paradigm just really got unplugged. And so when I came back from Asia and I got this business going about 2 years in, a year, and actually I was approached by Voice America and asked to do a radio show on the myth around the Mayan predictions of 2012. And I had been doing nothing with that in my business at all. None of my focus was there. And so I checked in with my guidance, said or asked them for 48 hours. We called them back with a big yes and began to interview a bunch of scientists and experts around the Mayan myth, and was at Chichen Itza on the – you have Chichen Itza actually on the page of your summit.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I was there on December 21st, 2012, bare feet with a group of other experts on a cruise. I was teaching yoga and meditation and the energy medicine practitioner for the people attending the specialized cruise on the December 21st, 2012 Galactic Alignment. And the ground, I had been at Chichen Itza the year before, and the ground wasn't like shooting lightning bolts up through my feet the way it was on December 21st, 2012. And one of the things, we got this special permission to be with the Mayan shaman there, and one of the things he said was that it's not the end of the world. The calendar of the Mayans is actually, it's an end time. And so most everybody who's listening to your more advanced summit, I noticed like there's it's a higher consciousness within this community. You all know this, but what seems to be happening is, in my community knows this, I said this on the New Year's call leading into 2019, it seems like from 2012 to 2032, accumulating all of the vast information I got doing those interviews and doing sacred tours to sacred sites, including Glastonbury, where you had a speaker the other night from Glastonbury. It's accumulated to understanding that from 2012 to 2032, we're in this 20-year window. And we're, if you divide it up into 7 years, you can just say, okay, so let's just make it 21 years for easy math. 2012 and 7 is 2019, and that's the year we're in now. So my understanding and working with consciousness and my guidance and my team and understanding where we're headed and what's going on currently in the collective and how can I help most effectively, the time we're in now is, instead of just receiving the and getting rocked by the golden frequencies showering down upon our heads from the galactic center, from the central sun, from the universe commanding this grand shift that we're experiencing on Earth, now it's about bringing those down into our everyday lives and marrying the sacred and the mundane, rather than having to like go up and meditate and or go up and pray or go up and connect with the angels and come out of your body and above your head to the crown and to the sixth chakra. It's more about, how do I live from the sacred within my body, and how do I access these higher vibrations down in the creative center on the physical planet and create a new golden era where the material is infused with the sacred and there's no more this soulless, heartless creation of the material, but they're merged. And so that's all my work is focused on.
Okay, wow. So have you shifted from working with the chakras, or you just work with them in a different way now?
So are you referring to the fact that we now have a 5D12 chakra column? Is that why you're asking?
Not specifically, but if that's what you're saying, then let's go there. But, you know,
well, tell me what you're asking, really.
Yeah. So when you talk about living from the sacred, and you talk about the golden column, and bringing down and integrating the energies from above. Mm-hmm. Chakra work seems to be more on a even though it's really 5D work, it really seems to be more on a 3D level because we're doing it in a sense with our physical bodies. So if I had to ask a question around that, is the chakra work that you're really well known for, are you doing it in the same way as in the past, or because of these new energies, you're doing your chakra work differently?
Both.
Okay.
And it's funny because when I spent time tuning in and asking how I can be a contribution to this community, this is actually the material, what you just asked reflected where I was, my consciousness was guided to go on this interview. It's a marriage right now of taking out from the old paradigm, meaning the ancient wisdom, what still remains valid and true and applicable to the times we're in now, especially the ancient wisdom that can help us learn how to navigate change and navigate changing energy, combined with some of the more cutting edge recognition I've had of how people's systems are acting now.
Mm.
So, for example, I was blown away by what my guidance came up with for the special offer, frankly, because I've never given these two products away. People on my list know that. So when you guys look at the special offer, you're welcome. Enjoy it. It's one of my – I've never given these away in the discounted fashion that I am, and I'm happy to, because the second product, your sensitivity is your power. I tend to, as you've already identified, Anne, people who interview me about the chakra system, they kind of get riveted because they report back to me. I observe this riveting as they report back to me, wow, you have a really different take on the chakras than anybody else I've ever heard talk about the chakras. And my bachelor's beginning major was psychology, and I found it incomplete because it didn't address the holistic system. And from there on in, I've been looking and asking, how do we thrive? What is required for us to be in bliss? And so I've gotten taken to this holistic model, and the chakra system is a really reliable, consistent roadmap. So, for example, I was in LA at the LA Conscious Life Expo in, I think, 13 and 12, and I was talking, and this happened in Glastonbury, the seat of what many people consider the seat of, like, the most spiritually advanced people. It's the heart chakra of the planet. And it still amazes me. You can hear it in my voice. Like, when I'm in a room of what I consider really advanced people, I'm still causing people pause, and they get help from the information and the clearings that I do based on human, very basic needs to feel safe in your body, to feel like you belong here, to feel accepted, to feel like you have the right to feel what you feel, to feel like you have the right to desire what you desire. Now, I just ticked off the bottom three chakras, primary beliefs that have to be in place in order for that to be an open, functioning, balanced, turning and churning out that vital life force energy chakra to keep our systems vital and strong and healthy and thriving. So if, for example, in the Your Sensitivity is Your Power product, there's a breakthrough in there that I had. I believe that was in 2013 when I started to really identify in the most advanced spiritual people's systems this breaking free of the old spiritual model and what it means to be spiritual. And we can get into that in just a minute because it will be really helpful for this audience. I believe that's what my guidance has shown me. Do you agree, Anne? Is your audience in community typically quite well steeped in working with consciousness and energy?
Yes. But of course, there's thousands of people here. So everyone's going to be a little different. What I wanted to ask you is I wanted to ask your specific approach to the importance of working with the chakras for someone who's on a spiritual path.
Oh, I was just about to get there, so that rocks. Okay.
Okay.
So I talk a little bit from the Eastern philosophy. I do the circular. I don't give the American direct bullet list delivery. I do it from a more Taoist master approach or a yogic guru approach. Not that I'm claiming to be either of those things, but I just see my style tending to be that circular way. So it gives transmissions as it loops around different levels in consciousness and allows the receiver to get activated at the unconscious levels where it has to land and then getting activated also at the conscious levels where it can land presently consciously. So that having been said, in the Your Sensitivity is Your Power product, there was a breakthrough in there. So for a spiritual person, a lot of the times what I've seen happen is they love and gravitate towards meditation or working with the angels or working with channeling or working with a lot of psychic, getting a lot of psychic readings or working with a lot of mediums, because that's the land where they feel safe and they can connect with that unconditional love. Because typically, the spiritual folks who have had in this lifetime are considered spiritual, have had many lifetimes in that spiritual vibration. And they're born in this lifetime into a family that typically doesn't necessarily support their consciousness and doesn't know how to support their consciousness. So there's a sense of ostracizing, which is also part of the paradigm that's collapsing. There's a sense of not fitting in. There's a sense of not belonging. There's black sheeping because the immediate family is in resistance to this higher vibration, because the higher vibration asks you to purify what's lower than it. And so this fear and resistance of the ego that rises up from the rest of the family members, they don't want to have this reflection. They don't want to have this truth speaker in their environment. And so that person gets projected onto from their egos and resistance. It gets made to feel like an outcast. And so a lot of the, so that rejection, that neglect, that lack of acceptance reroutes and blocks up the root chakra. So what I've seen that happens then is a lot of people defer up to the top of the system. So they're either doing all the things I described before, where they're checking out of their bodies and they're going into the more spiritual realms to get that sense of unconditional love and acceptance, or they become really heady and intellectual. And they learn to rely on that. I have a ton of clients coming to me. Always I have had, because I had to learn how to balance the intellect with the intuition as well. I have a PhD. I mean, I was promoting, my family was, it was really promoted education. So there's a lot of really heady intellectual people who I've had to help learn how to, and do activations on, to help rebalance the brain hemispheres, because we're being asked to have a holistic hemispheric approach, not just left brain, not just right brain, and not even just the two of them being balanced, but a whole hemispheric approach. So that goes to the sixth chakra. So there's a couple of different patterns that typically spiritual people present that causes them to be out of the bottom of their body, that causes them, so if they don't feel like they have the right to be here, then what they a lot of the times do, and this is the breakthrough that's in that Your Sensitivity is Your Power product, they then a lot of the times make up for that by walking into an environment and feeling like they have to purify the environment of the negative energy in order to earn the right to be here. So they get busy absorbing everybody's energy because they were made to feel bad or wrong and they don't fit in. So they resonate with that vibration. And then with the empathic equipment that's in the third chakra, the upper belly, the solar plexus, they then use that to go into an environment. And by absorbing the negativity, they earn the right to be here. None of this is conscious. That's the way the chakra system works. It works on the unconscious level, but it then closes down those wheels, which is what chakra means. And so the vital life force energy can't circulate to that area of life, of consciousness level, to that area of life of spiritual level, or to that part of the body. So the third chakra is also connected to the pancreas. That's sugar metabolism. And that's, every chakra connects to one of the major endocrine glands. Sugar metabolism, okay. So why would somebody who is spiritual tend to maybe gravitate towards more carbs, the bad carbs, because they need, their third chakra is closed down. They're not able to access the actual fire element that the third chakra is. So they're trying to feed what would be that fire, that power, through the carbs, because it's a their pancreas isn't balanced because it's not getting the fresh vital life force energy to come at and flush it and keep it balanced and clean. So the system's off. I oversimplified that description. It is a bit more complicated, and I apologize if that doesn't totally make sense. Did it make sense to you?
Yeah, it did make sense. And I think that a lot of people can relate to that. I know sometimes I go through these sugar cravings as well. It's like, what are you doing? You know, why am I wanting this ice cream?
Because you just absorb negative energy from somebody else, and you're made to feel more anxious, so you look to food to comfort it. When it's not your job to do the work somebody else is meant to be doing. So if we look at the, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, you obviously are on the other side of the phone here, so you can help me with this. But if I'm on my own, if I'm, you know, a member of the wisdom community, I'm one of the people listening, You know, how do we catch ourselves, and how do we know what to do about it?
So this is a great question, and there's a, from my understanding, what has gone into the creation of the vibrational upgrade system is it's not a quick fix. I have to say that. Like, you can't get on YouTube for 5 minutes, listen to a video that clears the solar plexus chakra or balances the solar plexus chakra and expect to be all set. You have to get to the root of where that got wired in, and whether that was a past life when you got ostracized or guillotined or your head put into where the head and the hands get held, like in the French or English courtyards, where people would have fruit or rotten vegetables thrown at them as a form of punishment. Yeah. So where you've been ostracized before, maybe you were Galileo and you spoke out about a truth that you saw because you were a seer of the truth and the powers that be weren't ready to handle it. So when you've been suppressed or abused in a traumatic way in another lifetime, it carries in your cellular memory. You come in this lifetime with it in your DNA. And you have to work through that. It's a soul level issue. Each of us has like about two or three of them. They're called samskaras in the yogic canon, where we're each born with two or three of these points of evolution. Our soul is incarnated to move beyond. So it's not like a quick fix. It's not like I can even give you a simple strategy. What I can say is when you walk into a new environment and you know that you tend to collapse in on yourself, you don't remain strong, you get triggered, put your hand over your upper belly. We can start with that. But the reality that I've seen, to actually get the change, to actually no longer do that behavior, to actually not even have the propensity to do that behavior anymore, we first have to bring it to the conscious level. So that requires consistent clearing and activation for me to be able to get at it. And then as it comes up to the conscious level, then an application of mindfulness coaching, because I've been teaching meditation since 93. And so this is an aspect of that's central to the vibrational upgrade is once it becomes conscious, then we're able to apply mindfulness coaching. So you are now able to be conscious of the previous pattern and habit as it unwinds further while I'm still applying clearings and activations to it. So eventually the training wheels from my help comes off and then you're able to take over as the pattern has been unwound and you catch yourself at the end stages as the mind just loses its momentum with that old pattern. And then it's cleared. So it's, and I mean, there's yoga postures for each chakra. There's, I mean, we could go into a whole list of it, but that's simplified.
It's a holistic approach. You know, it's not a quick fix, number one, or it's not just one thing. It's a holistic approach that requires a degree of education and willingness to do the work.
That's it, Anne. I mean, it's that willingness part. And I know that there's people in this audience who have been doing this kind of quote-unquote work for so long, and they feel like, oh, man, the next thing I sign up for, the next thing I buy. If you use MP3s here and there, and forgive me, my audience who's heard me say this so many times, if you use this MP3 here, you go to that video there on YouTube, you listen to this speaker here, it's great to piecework that together. You're following your consciousness. You're following your guidance. You're listening and going and taking inspired action. You're listening to your guidance. You're taking inspired action based on that guidance, and here you are because somebody has a nugget for you. But the real change, this stuff does work. I have changed so many people's lives because they have been in agreement to doing the work, like you just said, Anne, and they've invested the time and the money in actually doing a consistent program. I'm not saying by doing the work it means it's hard. It's not. Sitting back and listening to clearings and being entertained on the group calls the way I entertain, it's actually a lot of fun. They usually, you know, so it's not like it's work. It's not like it's struggle. It's made to be really simple and easy, but it is an intensive, immersive program to get to the other side of it. So if you're feeling like stopping yourself, the other product that's of the special offer here, that's one of my favorites, and it's one of my community's favorites. It's one of the most, after the chakra series, I think that that's the most purchased product, stopping yourself. There's a ton of clearings and activations on there to get at the unconscious places where you always block yourself, where it could be that you feel like you don't have the right to actually live the life that you're desiring. You have no choice. You have to adhere to this obligation A or that obligation B. So, for example, just those beliefs right there can be cleared because they're conditioned in, whether it's from the trance of the masses, as I call it, or it's the lineage or your parents' imprinting, or it's the cultural, when I say trance of the masses, I mean the cultural conditioning, or it's some trauma that you suffered this lifetime or another lifetime. Like, let's say you went for more in your life. It didn't work out. You snapped back into your old life out of safety because you were afraid, and now you're traumatized towards having the courage to take another leap again. So there's ways that our mind gets busy rationalizing and justifying the choices we're not making as well as the choices we are making. And when we get those risen to the conscious level, when we have clearings run at that purpose, like stop blocking yourself from moving forward, then that stuff gets cleared out. It rises to the conscious level of consciousness, your conscious mind, and you can actually begin to observe your mind making those conclusions where you really want to be choosing to go out of the country and go on that trip, and your mind is saying, no, you've got to stay here because you've got to attend to this obligation. And you can see your mind wanting to hold you back from the old pattern, but you now have enough freed up energy at the relevant chakras, like the throat chakras involved in courage and choices, to then make the choice anyway. It's easy to, and I know you guys see all of these like trite cliches out there. I love the law of attraction. I love how they've shifted so many people's consciousness. But when we see simple social media plugs and we don't understand the context of a piece of wisdom from the Taoist or yogic or law of attraction canons of work, and we can't apply it with ease to our lives and get the results that we're told that we're supposed to be able to get from applying that one philosophy, it doesn't mean you're failed. It just means there's stuff in the way at an unconscious level that's hidden to your conscious mind that you can't see that's causing it to not work, and you have to get to that to clear it out. You have not failed. You are not doomed to struggle. There's just stuff in there to get clear.
Yeah. Right. Beautiful. You know, a lot of your work also revolves around vibrational upgrades, I've seen. Can you talk to us about what it means to have a vibrational upgrade?
Well, let's take the response I gave you before about like a typically spiritual person. So this is coming out in my new book, Reasonable Dragons. It comes out August 21st. And
title? Reasonable Dragons?
Yeah.
Cool name.
Thank you. It's very much aligned with our theme of our show tonight, actually. Mm. And it's the subtitle is something along the lines of, I'm sorry, I don't know it exactly yet, how to apply logical, how to balance reason with intuition so that logical magic is the new norm. So coming into these new times, post the spiritual awakening time, grounding this now into our structures that we live from, whether it's the financial, governmental, educational, banking, food industry, ag, whatever institutional level, all of this is meant to be changing now to resound at a higher vibration. So in that new book, Reasonable Dragons, I talk about the calibration of consciousness. So, you know, when you're in fear or when you're experiencing like a fight with someone and they're projecting onto you something that isn't yours. It's a
right.
Total misunderstanding, and they're coming from this dark place and they project it onto you and ask you to interact with it. Okay. That's, you know how low or heavy or slow that feels?
Yeah.
Okay. So what about when you're like on the swings playing with your kids, or you're out with your friends and you're dancing, or you're at the beach at a sunset? You know how light you feel? Inspired, uplifted?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's a vibrational upgrade. It's our moment to moment consciousness. It's not some big grandiose idea. So a vibrational upgrade is getting your system cleared out, because it gets pulled into these habitual ruts that the ego mind then neurologically has an easier time traveling down that same pathway. This is neuroplasticity now. which I was aware of when I was working on a client with a brain tumor before they even ever came, 2 years before they came out with the formal acknowledgement that such a thing as neuroplasticity and brain damage isn't permanent. I was already doing that, helping the cells in the damage around the damaged area in a brain learn how to communicate with each other more effectively to take over the responsibilities that the damaged part of the brain was no longer doing. And they did it. So it was intuitive to me in living in the possibilities that we're wired naturally with. These systems are miracles. The sun rises every day. The moon is up there helping with gravity. We have oceans. We have these bodies that breathe themselves and digest the food. I mean, it's all a big, beautiful miracle. And how do we learn how to work with it from that miraculous level instead of that weighed down, burdened, heavy, like, oh, my God, I suck, or, oh, my God, this isn't working out, or, oh, my God, I don't have enough money, or, oh, my God, I'm fat, or, oh, my God, he doesn't love me. All of that is just old, and it's just not even a lot of the times in origin yours. And I'm starting to go off here, and you might want to stop me.
Sorry, I'm still here. I'm listening. I had an issue with my little headset, so I just took it off. Okay. All right. So when you talk about vibrational upgrades, you know, I think what a lot of people are wanting to know is, you know, how do you make that shift? Because, you know, we choose we choose our responses. Sometimes we react without responding, but we make those choices. And how do we stop the enmeshment or the codependency on, you know, a conversation that's really going in the wrong direction? And, you know, keeping the buffer of time and positive energy between us and that situation to make a different choice.
So it's kind of, it's along the lines of what I was just getting at, actually. You're asking such great questions. And what I was talking about further. So if we have these unconscious patterns, these samskaras that our soul is meant to evolve beyond in our lives, and they're in two primary chakras. If we have had neglect or abuse or abandonment and we don't feel like we have the right to be here and we walk around feeling like we don't fit in and we have to make up for that, and so we have compensating behaviors for that, we have an unconscious vibratory tendency that magnetically pulls what we hear as our self-talk in a certain vibratory resonance with it. So the more that we clear out the unconscious and subconscious blocks, that each one correlates to the relevant chakra depending on its belief, the less propensity we have to have our own self-talk be pulled down into that old direction. So that's why it's a matter of both getting at the chakras and clearing out where the origin of the pattern of behavior began, and then coupling that with mindfulness coaching so that we gradually create new neurological grooves and pathways that have a higher vibratory nature to them that has that same magnetic quality, so that our self-talk or our negative self-talk will become more aligned with and more having the tendency to get down the more positive, healthy behavioral path.
Mm.
So it's a gradual overall systemic shift.
Yeah.
But we get pulled. If the heavier we are, the less clearing work we've done on the most basic human things. And I know in the spiritual community, a lot of the times we talk about such lofty ideals and such really cool things, especially now because there's so much becoming alive and available and known at the spiritual level, that we can tend to ignore our human needs, our need to feel safe, our need to feel comfortable. What kind of food does our body really want? What kind of exercise does our body really want? How much exercise does our body really want? What kind of love, what kind of movement does our body want? So those also, as a spiritual person in the paradigm of old, it seems like there's been that divide between the body and the spiritual, right? It's not that way anymore. So by learning how to live in your body as a human being who is also spiritual, there is this marriage of the mundane and the sacred that's happening on the planet now, that is happening for the spiritual people, not just the egocentric, greedy, power-hungry people. Us spiritual people are also coming back into balance, and that includes having the kind of boundaries, the healthiness, the natural healthiness in your third chakra, so that your empathic equipment that's naturally inherently there is no longer in that pattern, like I gave the example of, where it's absorbing the negative energy in a room because you're overcompensating for having the unconscious belief you don't deserve to be here or you don't belong here, so you have to make up for that. That's been cleared out, and now your solar plexus. Other things have been cleared out too, to bring your solar plexus online. It's open, it's clear. And so you naturally have the vortex that an open, balanced chakra has emanating out from your upper belly, which includes the communication non-verbally, vibrationally, of boundaries. So you will not attract more of those kinds of conversations that can spiral out into the negative. You will naturally be communicating vibrationally in our most natural language, which is energy. It's all of our first language, not Chinese, English, Spanish, French, whatever. Energy is our first language. We all know it. So with our energy alone, with that chakra being balanced, we can communicate boundaries that and a higher vibration overall, because we're clear and clean and open and aligned. So we're a higher vibration that doesn't resonate with nor attract the lower vibrations as much. So there's a natural, it's a systemic pulling out of the old and out of the heavier, denser energies. And it's gradual, but there's points that you hit that you know you've shifted permanently. And it's so fun to watch people get there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, you can feel it in yourself as well. So it's wonderful to observe that behavior or reaction in yourself. It feels like, oh, okay, I can tell there's been a shift. I can tell there's been there's a difference in the way that I'm reacting or responding to a particular situation. It feels really good. Yeah.
And it's victory. You know it's a victory too, right, Anne?
Yeah.
And you know you've won something. There's no victory like that big kind of victory, because you've mastered another level of yourself.
Right. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, let's go to the phones for a while, shall we?
Sure.
And yes, take some callers. So *2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone. *2 to raise your hand if you'd like to ask Dr. Allison a question. Or if you're on the webinar page, put your question along with your name. We'll put your name in the box and your question, and we'll get to as many as we can. So let's do this. Let's actually start with the web. Usually we start with the phones. We'll flip-flop it today. So here's a question from Melody in Geneva. Melody says, when we are healers, we tend to give so much. What is the best way to balance the solar plexus chakra?
Honestly, you might not like this. Is it Melody?
Melody, yep.
Okay. So my first response is get these products, frankly, because they're going to rebalance your system as a giver and as a healer in a way that it just isn't getting done. Like I just got done describing about how the third chakra feels when it's and is when you've naturally cleared out the old blockages in the third chakra. Because realistically, Melody, what I've seen happen sometimes is somebody who believes they want to be a healer or is a healer, once they get clear, they stop doing the healing work. That doesn't happen frequently. More likely it happens, and this is one of my favorite things to do, is to take teachers, social workers, and hospice, how do I say this? Let's just say teachers and social workers out of that profession and into one where they're not overgiving. So especially in your sensitivity is your power series, there's going to be some self-effacing moments when you listen to that, where you're going to see your own human patterns from your childhood feeding into the choice you've made as a healer. Now, this can, once you get clear and you're still choosing to be a healer, it's a clear choice. So you've co-created your life. And so when the third, I can't give you, like I was saying, a simple way other than go through the system the way that I've described it, that I found that actually gets you the changes permanently. So let me tune in now to your system and see if I can get any extra information to help you personally, individually. You're lovely, first off, Melody. You have a lovely vibration to you. You're doing a lot of good work. There could be more power in your throat chakra to deliver. So in my second book, Vibrational Upgrade, A Conspiracy for Your Bliss, I talk a lot about, it was just coming through at that time, that I consider the fifth chakra the second power center. So it's not just the solar plexus, due to a variety of reasons that I'm not going to go into here. So there is more power that could be had in your voice, so that when you're working with people and you're talking with them, energy healing could actually be had through your voice, the vibrations of your voice. There's more empowerment that wants to happen there. I'm also being shown that you shrink back from doing that for unconscious patterns. Like there was a part of you that wasn't heard as a child or hid. I've heard that, and I'm not going to deny it. That was the third time I've heard that since going into your energy. I'm hearing that you're hiding a bit of yourself. So if you'll notice, none of this was about changing professions. None of this was about your solar plexus. What it was about was how to become more powerful and empowered as a healer. And this is my territory I love to work in. So Melody, what I know about that is going back to what I was just saying about how the solar plexus will have power emanating naturally out of its vortex, creating boundaries naturally when it's healthy, clear, and open. From the way that from the clearings I do on the third chakra in my chakra series, for example. And in that, you get the ability to have your energy not like I had a guy come to me. He was a COO, no, CFO of a local company. And he sat on the board of directors and he was very financially well off and very savvy. And you would think that he wouldn't have any problem with a third chakra, but he was so sensitive. He had had such a pattern of absorbing. He was the oldest of two kids and his brother kind of, oldest of three kids. The brother and sister weren't as strong as him, and so he took a lot of the support and provided a lot of the support for his mother. And so he got imprinted with that in his childhood. And so what he was used to doing was with his own intuitive abilities, he came to me, and I saw his third chakra look like a Venus flytrap, like the petals, instead of emanating out healthy petals that then have a strong vortex emanating energy out, he had like it had turned in on itself, and the petals were like half, they were fallen in, pointing in towards himself. So it was an inverted solar plexus. So it's almost like that's what yours is showing. But when it's healthy and open and balanced, you won't even have to ask this question. When you apply the two other things that came in for you, what overall is being said is you clear out your system, you step into your power, you're going to emanate out such a strong light, you won't be needing to ask that question. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, Melody, listen to that again if later on the replay to get more out of that and just let it sit in your consciousness for a while. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Miami.
Hold on, Ann, can I just add one thing, please, for Melody?
Yep.
Thank you. That was really good what you said. I just want to be clear, too. When I go into a person, this is our first time working together, and you get a vibrational upgrade. So I don't just do intuitive readings. I only go in and get information in order to get change. I don't ever just deliver information. I'm not a channel. I'm not a reader. I am a person who wants everybody to be thriving. So this is a much lighter, beautiful experience for us all on planet Earth.
Yeah.
So you just got cleared in those areas. It just got initiated in you.
Okay.
So when you listen to it again, your conscious mind will pick up some of the concepts, but you'll also be getting worked on again. There was a lot of work done more so on your third than on your fifth, but there was a little bit done on your fifth too. Okay, thank you, Ren.
All right.
You going to Miami?
Yeah, thanks, Melody. Okay, so let's go to Miami, Florida. There's no name, Miami, Florida, and it's 4160, the last four digits of your phone number. You're on live.
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome.
My question is, I've been doing a lot of work on myself over the years, and I still feel that I'm still compensating to belong. I do that with my clients, with my friends, with my family, but I also feel that I'm not fully expressed. So it's both my solar plexus and root chakra. How do I like remove it once and for all?
What's your name?
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. You're lovely, first off. Your vibration just sings like you're really going for joy in your life. So that's really good. Joy is actually in the third chakra, the solar plexus chakra. So it's not as bad off as you think. So that's well done there. Do you hear the thunder? Do you hear the thunder coming through on the phone line?
Yes, it is. It's Miami, so we have those often.
Yeah, I'm on the other coast, on the Gulf of Mexico in Florida. So that was the universe echoing my thoughts. You're not as bad off, my read, you're not as bad off as you think. But it, not the third only, it's the fifth is involved too, when you say you're not fully expressed. And when you asked about how do you clear it out once and for all, it's what I've been talking about the whole time. I mean, I have a system that I've developed, and I don't mean to say we need to stick to the system, but I've been asking for decades, how can I get the most robust results the quickest for people? And this is developed in response to that, and it works. That's why I'm still doing this work. So I don't need to stick to any system. If I find something new works, let's go for it. Let's do it quick and easy. But the chakra series is a way for you to be able to do that and or work in one of my programs. But you could start with your sensitivity is your, you could start with a special product because your sensitivity is your power, and stopping yourself together are actually speaking to what you're saying. How do I stop stopping myself? How do I, the rejection aspect, the not fitting in, the not belonging gets heavily addressed in your sensitivity with clearings and activations. It's not just like I'm talking and transmitting and you're getting a vibrational upgrade. There's more active clearings that you know you're getting cleared from. So I am now going to tune into your system a little bit more. It's almost like I'm seeing you. Do you have any hip or lower back wonkiness?
Yeah, I always have back issues.
The sacral chakra is really hurting in a way that I'm not communicating crisis or pain or you must go to a doctor. What I mean by really hurting is there is a voice in you, a part of you, this like sweet, sweet girl that doesn't feel like she has the right to feel how she feels. It's not only you don't have the, it's almost like because you don't believe you have the right to feel the way you feel, you're off. And so you don't allow yourself to fit in. Like you feel off. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I grew up with a narcissistic mother and I was not allowed to feel anything, even when I was punished. So that explains a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's why the word hurting came through, because she was hurt, because she wanted to express.
Yeah.
So let me ask you to put a hand on your sacral in the front, the lower belly, right above where the pubic hair starts, if you were to have pubic hair. I know some wax, some don't. Everybody.
That's
can do
interesting. I've always thought my root chakra was the issue because I'm very creative as a person. So my sacral is like, and I also like healed my sexuality and everything. So I've always felt like the root would have the issue. But anyway, continue. Sorry for
interrupting. Well, the root. No, it's all good. The root is involved. But I'm glad that you asked that. It's not Melody. Tell me your name again.
Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle. I'm totally in the energy right now, so I didn't retain that factual piece of information, which is your name. So, Danielle, it's not that your root chakra isn't off and out of balance. It definitely got affected. But what got shown to me, and I asked that question, I'm like, well, hey, if we build on the root, right, in the system, in the understanding, one chakra builds on the other, but that's not your case. Because you were so affected by whatever was communicated to you growing up, it was more about you don't have the right to feel the way you feel. That got imprinted at an unconscious and subconscious level. There was some trauma involved too, apparently. That took priority or precedence over the root. So I got directed to the second. So I had the same question. I just did it quietly, silently. So it's a great question. So put your hand, on the front of the sacral chakra down at the lower belly. All of you can do this because all of you can receive a clearing for it.
Mm-hmm.
And let me go ahead and get into that mode. If you have both hands free, you can put your other hand on your sacrum in the back. The chakras in the back are about a half an inch higher than the chakras in the front. Did you just do that, Danielle? Did you just put your hand in the back?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Wow. Take your hand off the front. Everybody else, keep your hands there, but Danya, you just plugged yourself because the back is so convoluted. I want you to take your hand off the front of your chakra right now because I have to go to the back of it. The back is the history. The front of the chakras are the daily life. But there's so much clogged back there that it's going to serve you more by having that hand off the front.
Mm-hmm.
So then do this, Danielle. Take the second hand and put it like sit on it, like have it right at your coccyx, your tailbone.
Okay.
So both hands will be in back. One's at the tailbone and you're sitting on it basically, and the other one's at your sacrum. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and run an out loud verbal clearing as I initiate the running of the energy. Beautiful. Yep. Beautiful, Danielle. Yep. It's starting to penetrate. Okay. So all of the imprints from your parents, your mom in particular, that has shown you in any way, shape, or form you need to suppress your feelings, that has programmed into you you don't have the right to feel the way you feel, or your feelings don't matter. All of the places where you've had imprints from her lineage and your both your parents' lineage, all of the trauma in regards to shutting down your feelings, being shut down your feelings, unconsciously concluding you don't have the right to feel the way you feel, your feelings don't matter, all of the contracts, the oaths, vows, and swearings you've ever taken, all of the karma as appropriate, and hidden beliefs that contribute to this pattern, and all of the conditioning from the trance of the masses that contribute to this pattern staying. We're going to go ahead and burn it all up with the flames of transmutation. Are you willing to do that, Danielle?
Yes, please.
Okay. So go ahead and inhale and exhale at your own pace. Inhaling opens up receptivity. Exhaling releases the old. A lot of density that's getting addressed right now. So hold on while I work. Keep breathing, it's great. You might want to, any of you who feel a yes to this, you might want to shake out your legs because it's opening. Some more energy wants to flow. We're clearing out now the traumas of when you were wanting to express yourself and say what you wanted and needed and felt, and that was shut down. That's now getting transmuted. That's big and uncomfortable. And for those of you, this is not for you, Danielle, but for the listeners, so this is applicable to all the places where you've shoved down your feelings, powered through your feelings. We're taught that you can't be bothered with the feelings, yet you've disregarded the feelings. The paradigm has trained you into relying on the logic more than the feeling life, and you've been shut down to what you genuinely feel or have no connection to your genuine feelings. That's getting transmuted now. All the places where you've been taught that if you express, this is a collective clearing. Thank you, every single one of you receiving this, because it's on behalf of the collective as we shift paradigms. All of the places where you've ever been taught or suffered trauma or been killed for any reason across all time, all space, all dimensions, all realities, all lifetimes for having expressed your feelings and the people around you not liking what your feelings were. So they either ostracized you or institutionalized you or hung you or lynched you or killed you, or you suffer trauma in any way due to expressing your feeling. That's also getting addressed and transmuted now.
Mm-hmm.
And wait, now there's some purification that wants to happen. The lightning just struck. Beautiful, Danielle. Really good breath work. Wow, beautiful purification. It's almost like a diamond's getting placed there. It's sacred geometry and its sturdiness.
crystallization, rotating, clearing out. It's just like a swirling, not vacuum, but it's really going to town on the sacral for all of you. Some of you may be feeling a little bit of pain or twitches on the hips, sacrum, or your legs and feet might be twitching, or you might be feeling a bit of heat at your feet or tingles at your fingers. Or some of you might be feeling it in your neck, depending on where your blockages are, as more energy gets able to get down into that second chakra. And for Danielle, the first, so energy is getting pulled down, so it's running more through your system, so you can twitch or itch or have a sense of heat as blockages get cleared. Okay, activating the upgrade now. So all of the latent keys and codes and inherent talents you have, and all of the blessings possible and support possible to bring all of this into alignment now with your divine blueprint for your highest and best potential and possibilities to be realized, activating the upgrade now. So the sacral chakra, second, is the element of water, and it would help you to listen to, YouTube has recordings on there of running water, creek or river running water, or the ocean, or because you're in Miami, go to the ocean or have a fountain. The more you listen to running water, the more that's going to also induce the sacral to open and flow energy, and it will help along with that clearing. You're going to want to come back and listen to that. Not too many more times, Danielle. That was live. It was done. It's going to continue to work on you until it's complete. So it's going to really get you jump started on having a different orientation towards your feeling life and down there in the lower body. So if you can also, today is Wednesday, over the weekend, by then, if you could have moved or danced, hula hoop, anything where your hips are really moving, your pelvis is really being used, that would also help this integrate. Okay.
Wow, that was amazing. Thank you so much.
All right, Danielle, much love. Thanks for calling in.
How do I sign up for a private session? Because the program you're selling now is a group, or does it include the session as well?
The special offer
does not
include a one-on-one session. Anne, I don't know how to address this. What's your protocol here? Do I give her the information?
Yeah, that's okay. You know, this time around, we're not offering private sessions through the offer. So you'd have to work directly with Dr. Allison, maybe go to her website or work with her team. I'm totally fine with that. By all means, if you feel led and resonate to work with her privately, then go to her website and sign up, you know, the normal way that that you normally would.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Danielle, there's a work with me page. Look for that. Sign up for that call and we'll move forward, okay?
Okay. Yes, thank you so much, both of you.
Okay, of course. Much love. Okay.
Bye.
So speaking of offers, let's share with everyone how they can work with you in terms of working with your programs. So I wanted to just share with everyone, if you're on the webinar page, click on the orange special offer button underneath Allison's lovely photograph. That's if you're on the webinar page. If you're not on the webinar page, you'll type in WOTAshow.com, WOTAshow.com/Allison. That's A-L-I-S-O-N. Let me say that again. A-L-I-S-O-N and the number 7. So again, it's WOTAshow.com/Allison, A-L-I-S-O-N and the number 7, and you'll be taken to a page that has both of the programs on here that Allison is offering the Wisdom Community. So Allison, please tell us about these two programs.
Okay, so I feel like we need to clarify, neither of these are group programs for the special offer. They're both products that are a series of MP3s that you listen to in the comfort of your own home. One of the things that is interesting is your sensitivity is your power is one of the only
telecall series I did at that time where there is group coaching. I very much am involved nowadays in being able to reach more people with this work in group programs. And I'm actually, this is going to rock some people's worlds, and I want to share this, especially for those of you out there who are also fellow practitioners. I've moved less than, I still do one-on-ones and I still do VIP intensives, but I'm finding that I can get to more in a person's system and clear out more and activate more in the context of a group program because of the way I have my group program arranged, but I just, with different modules and calls, et cetera. So I just find it interesting that there's a bias there that you get more attention and it's better in a one-on-one setting, and I'm finding that's not the case. So in the Your Sensitivity is Your Power product, it's you're actually getting coaching from me, whereas the Stop Stopping Yourself is three MT3s, and they're all clearings and activations for everywhere where you're having the common beliefs around why I have found people block themselves from going for what they want. So some of that's the blocks around grounding your presence down into your body, which I've talked somewhat at length about tonight, fully being here, centered in your life. That's all the root chakra. And so then you can go for creating what you desire. Then the sacral chakra gets worked on, where in that chakra I have found procrastination and self-sabotage come in. And then there's clearings that are relevant to the third chakra around self-acceptance and seeking approval. So, and then there's much more than that. Like I've spent, I'm not kidding, years focused on. So how earlier I said that the fifth chakra is, I consider it the second power center. I've been doing that since about 2014-ish. The throat chakra is where we make our choices from. And if we're moving from 3D living, where it's ego, mind, personality dominant, into 4D, which is heart-based and heart-centered, and then into 5D, which is then we recognize our power to co-create, the power to co-create comes from the fifth chakra. So it's some of what's involved in the throat chakra is the courage to choose what it is you actually desire. Creativity is there, so it's not just about like macrame or arts and crafts. It's also about creating your life from the choices you make. And then there's also if you perceive that you only have this one choice, or you say, I have no choice, you hear your self-talk say, there is no choice here, or I have no choice, that a lot of the time shows up as a tight neck. So the throat chakra also involves beliefs where you limit yourself from feeling like you can actually make the choices you actually want to be making to co-create your life. So I've spent, like on the Tuesday night group clearing and activations call I used to do, I spent about a year and a half focused mostly on clearings around how people block themselves from choosing what they really want. It's that intricate. So the Stop Stopping Yourself is the best of the best from what I've found are not just the most common, but also the most pervasive as well as the least known clearings that you would never think affect you in being able to let yourself actually go for what you want. It's phenomenal. It's really beautiful work. And so then your Sensitivity is Your Power program has four calls on it. It has four MP3s. And call number one, I'm talking about the unconscious pattern number one, which you can find out about in there. And I clear and activate your power. And that is around the idea of how to not absorb energy of others and how to turn your tuning into energy into your power instead of being overwhelmed by others' energy. Call number two, there's a second pattern there, and I've already alluded to that pattern earlier. And then call number three, this is really a big shifter. It's one of my all-time favorite calls. And I'm going to, when I say it's a big shifter, it's a game changer. If you are resonating with this, much of what I've described tonight as a pattern that you exist in, picking up, cleaning up the energy of other people, over-absorbing other people's energy, feeling like you get run anxiously or you tend to get depressed, a lot of the times that's not yours and you've just picked it up from the environment you've come from. So learning how to master that level of your sensitivity is the breakthrough on call number three. And it was so fun to deliver. because it really frees up the spiritual community to access your power so that mm-hmm. the spiritual really grounds further into the material. And then call number four is about moving forward empowered and free and with clearings and activations to do that. So some of what it says on the page there is you can read yourselves about the benefits you get and what people have reported. But it's interesting because part of, I think, what Anne was referring to before and what I was referring to before when I said that other interviewers talk about how I have such a different take on the chakra system, well, it shows up in the results from the work. Because people get physical shifts. Some of you may have already felt that from the work I did with Danielle. It like the third chakra, when it gets changed, your eating cravings change, your digestion and metabolism changes. When the work on the fifth chakra is done, the thyroid can actually come into balance. And people have come off a thyroid medication. If you tend to have gastric upset a lot, any kind of gastric upset, let's say it's burping a lot, or it's, let's just go with burping, gastric
okay.
upset. You are taking in too much anxious energy, and so your digestive tract is anxious. So, again, I mean, my background is a personal trainer in mind-body fitness and a yoga teacher, and I used to work almost solely on health issues. There's always the physicalized component when you get the stuff cleared. You may think you're working on your mind and your beliefs, but you're not, because those mind level beliefs reside in your body at the relevant chakra at the unconscious level, and they correlate to your bodily functions. So there's a lot of physical changes that happen. People lose weight when they, especially when they work on the third chakra and the root. More energy, the energy gets balanced, adrenal burnout gets worked on and gets helped from when we work with the third chakra, which is very much one of the main focuses, and then your sensitivity is your power, second product. So both of these together, I think, come up to like 300 and something, and that's not at all the price we're asking for here. The price we're asking for is actually the cost of the Stop Stopping Yourself product, and you're basically being given a $222 product for free. You are. I don't mean to use the word basically. You are being given a $222 product for free. So your
wow.
sensitivity is your power, because I want that much for this listening audience to get free. We have a lot of work to do. We're up to some big changes here, and we need you all to step into your power.
Right. Right. Beautiful. Well, thank you. Thank you. This is a powerful, powerful package. I can just hear it. And, you know, when you go through this, when you look at the what's included, you know, of course, the summary of this is not really going to do it justice, because, you know, these are just one of the programs is 4 90-minute calls. That's 6 hours, right? That's just the second one.
Yep.
And all that work in there. And then the stopping yourself, that's another entire program. And there's no way that, you know, we could, you know, write a book on what the program's all about. But it's, you know, if you had to, and I like to ask people this, Dr. Allison, if you had to, maybe summarize, give us the cliff notes or synopsis of someone who says to themselves, okay, I'm going to take advantage of this. I'm going to do these two programs. What would you say, you know, if you wouldn't mind, if you could just give us a summary of what would some of the major, like pick three things, if you could, maybe you say, Ian, that's not possible, but if you could pick three things where that this person's life is going to be changed in such a profound way, you know, what can you share with us?
What Danielle said, how she feels like she's walking in a room and she doesn't belong. That sense of rejection that you assume is yours, that you look for in the environment, that you look and expect almost to get rejected or not accepted, that the spiritual folks have been dealing with from many lifetimes of punishing the spiritual folks, or the seers, or the people who work with alchemy and magic once they had to go underground in the West and not honor it anymore, like the East has continued to honor it. So if you have that pattern of kind of feeling like you deserve punishment, that is so lovely and lovingly wiped out. I'm just listening to myself, because when I say wiped out, I don't use words just to
say lovely things. I actually use the words to communicate. It's possible that that will not permanently be gone in your life, but you will have much more mindfulness and ability to, and it's very likely it will get completely wiped out of your life. But there is no way you would not come out of listening to these products without having a new sense of self-empowerment as you.
That's beautiful.
So that you can then uniquely honor your being instead of punishing yourself for who you are, and instead of continuing to suppress, hide, bury the parts of you that are the most magical, learning how to, I might use the F-bomb, learning how to say, fuck yeah, and honor that part of you instead of suppressing that part of you for fear of rejection. Is the F-bomb okay, Anne?
Yeah, how many times are you going to say it? Can you hear
just
me?
Just that one time.
No, it's good. The context was awesome. Sometimes you have to say it, and especially the way you said it. No, that was totally fine. Beautiful. Well, I know there's a lot that's gone into the creation of this program, not just in terms of time and energy, but the heart that you put into this. So thank you so much for making this available to the wisdom community. We are in deep gratitude. Thank you so much.
Thanks for saying that, Anne. It means something to me.
Mm. Well, I know we have a process. You've really done a huge process already for the group, and I just wanted to clarify. Do we still have that process lined up for the end?
I can do a transmission.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we've reached that point where this would probably be a good time to go into that. If that works for you, just timing-wise, it would be a great way to wrap up the call and just share that with the community.
Okay. So if you can, lay down in Shavasana. And for the non-yogis out there, what that means is surrender or relaxation pose. But it's to get your more into the heart chakra, more into the feminine energy flow, and surrendering helps flag the ego mind's posturing of needing to control everything. And it's in the Chinese Taoist culture as well as in the yoga culture, it's believed that the spirit resides at the heart chakra. So it's a way to bring in and access that connection more. So if you lay in the surrender pose or the relaxation pose, it's you're flat on your back, your arms are about 45 degrees out from your body, so they're like down at the side, out 45 degrees, so it's like diagonal to your torso. Your palms are face up, your legs can be turned out. Really feel the earth receiving your body and supporting your body. Everything you need, everything each of us needs, comes from this earth, Mama. Money does, in fact, grow on trees. You don't have to fight for money. You don't have to fight for your survival. That's the old paradigm, tribal level unconsciousness that's leaving. Abundance for all is coming in. Money does, in fact, grow on trees. There's more than enough money. So coming out of this, let's take an inhale and an exhale, and coming out of the idea that you have to race or you have to fight or compete is the now energetics of this new moon that we're under, that I'm including in this transmission, as well as the new paradigms energetics, what we're moving into. Letting your adrenals have some relaxation. Let's take your hand to the back of your brain stem. So you're taking your hand to the bump in the back of your head at the right as the neck begins. So your thumb or pinky, depending on which hand you use, should be resting right as the neck begins, but your palm is covering that bump at the base of the skull. That's the reptilian brain. That's the oldest part of your neurology. And that's where the adrenal cortex begins and the fight or flight mechanism begins. and you no longer, most of you don't live in the jungle, maybe a concrete one. You don't need to know about lions and tigers if they're coming to attack you. It's old wiring. But you still go into high alert from traffic or from whatever your mind perceives as stress. And it's been an incredibly stressful month, very chaotic for lots of people because of those eclipses and lots of density being brought up as the change wants to come in and the eclipses want to end the old. So I'd like you to take another breath, please, as you leave your hand at the brain stem. And we're running energy to help calm and quiet your system. And you can take the second hand, if you can get that one free, and put it over your solar plexus, please, the upper belly. It's the chakra that's most correlated to the adrenals. It's not what a lot of the traditional interpretations of the chakra system say, but it's what I find. Or the patterns that correlate with the adrenals and why we use the adrenals are in the third chakra, not the second. Feel free to take another inhale and exhale as we rewire this for you. You don't have to compete. You can collaborate, as Anne and I are showing. You don't have to perceive or expect rejection. You are in community. People are cooperating, even if it seems divisive, especially in the United States. But there's so many more people who are cooperating. Remembering that the Dalai Lama's response to are human beings inherently good or evil, he said, well, we'd be gone by now if we were inherently evil. But throughout millennia, there's been a baker, there's been a dairy person, there's been a clothing maker, there's been a construction creator, a builder, et cetera, et cetera. And everybody's worked together in order to live. If we weren't still cooperating, we'd be gone. The new paradigm has the more feminine attributes of the cooperation, collaboration, and community. And you can relax. You don't have to compete. You don't have to race to get all those tasks accomplished. You don't have to prove your worth. You are worthy just because you're here. The universe apparently wants to get a message through to you, through me. It's pounding at me, so I'm going to allow myself to be that conduit and tell you that you're safe, no matter what it seems like on the surface right now on planet Earth, and that you're, it is so grateful. The universe, when I say it, is so grateful for your presence on this planet and the quote-unquote work you're willing to do, the way you're willing to face yourself, and the light that you choose to be, and the lightness that you choose to share by being the person you are and having that kind heart that you have. And it wants you to get out there more and stop isolating so much. It wants you to collaborate more. It wants you to be in community more. We're no longer in the times in the awakening where it was about isolating and spiritually awakening and tuning in. Now it's about coming back out. And you're safe to do that in this new way. Wow, this is such a theme tonight. You are inherently loved and inherently worthy and inherently accepted. And anytime somebody rejects you, it's about them and not you. If you have now become resonant with the expectation of rejection from having it unconsciously programmed within you, it's only because of original projections from somebody else. And we're going to allow that to go now and understand just how much you're needed, just how much people want to be with you in community because they want community as well. And that this is the great global awakening. It's your time now. What would it take for you to stop self-rejecting? Yeah. you can remove your hand apparently off the brainstem, off the bump there. And why don't you go ahead and put that second hand that was at the brainstem over the heart chakra in the front. I'm going to actually tone for the heart chakra as I do in my yoga class. So I'm going to make a sound in a moment. Inhaling. My first meditation teacher challenged us to choose the exact opposite of what the mind wants you to do. Let's say that you're looking at the third piece of pizza and your mind wants you to eat it. Not only not eating it, but actually not finishing the second slice with that last bite is doing the exact opposite of what the mind wants you to do. It will help you come out of your mind and the old patterns and into your heart. To be spirit-led, which is a gateway to the new. And with that, much love. You can stay here as long as you want.
Thank you so much for that beautiful transmission.
Thank you. It was lovely to do.
Yeah, so beautiful to have you on the show. Just loved the energy. I know that we all felt it. Thank you so much for your beautiful service that you offered on the phone, not only to the individuals who called in or the answers that you gave on the web, but to all of us who were present and everyone who will be listening later experiencing that beautiful energy. Wow, didn't expect that. Didn't know what to expect when you came on, but really, really appreciative of everything that you've offered us today.
That's yummy to receive. Thank you, Anne.
We're all receiving. All right. And beautiful souls who are here in the community listening in or later, thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Thank you for being the shining lights and the glowing stars and the way shows that all of you are. Thank you for choosing to be who you are. Thank you for making those choices that are sometimes difficult. Yeah, you really are special. Mm-hmm. Really are special. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, thank you. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun, Divine Mother, Divine Father, all the ancient ones, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service for being with us and supporting us throughout the show and beyond. Thank you again, Dr. Allison. Much love to you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Anne. Much love back. It's been an honor and a pleasure. I love the way you just closed that beautiful ceremonial closing. Thank you.
All right, everyone. Talk to you again. Much love. Namaste. Bye now.
Namaste.